It is time for us to check sports and talk about stupid, talk about dumb, talk about the NFL. They leave themselves open to lawsuits all the time. This year, look at what happened with emails from John Gruden. And now the latest, Brian Flores, the former Miami Dolphins head coach, is receiving support from NFL players. He filed a class action lawsuit against his old team and the New York Giants and the NFL, alleging racial discrimination. And he received support from players who vowed to stand by the coach amid his strife with the league. What was the thing that happened? Well, here's what happened. Brian Flores received an email from Bill Belichick congratulating him on his selection of coach of the New York Giants. Unfortunately, the Brian was not Brian Flores. It was the other Brian. And then the Giants called in Brian Flores for an interview after the decision was made. Now, it can't be any more apparent that the Giants, and I love the Giants, I'm a Giant fan, were covering their rear ends with the NFL rule about interviewing black head coach candidates. It's amazing. It's amazing how the NFL, which is a majority of superior black athletes that are leading the resurgence of this league, is so pitifully behind. This guy spent three seasons as head coach of the Dolphins, back-to-back winning years, fired at the conclusion of the NFL regular season because he refused his owner's order to tank for the first pick in the draft during the season. The owner told him he would pay him $100,000 for every loss, and the team's general manager told Flores that Steve was mad that Flores was winning games. It's just unbelievable how the NFL can be so stupid. And of course, Tom Brady has retired. The Bucs are down to two quarterbacks. The draft around the corner. Their quarterback, Kyle Trask, is the only remaining quarterback under contract for the season. So they've got to find themselves a quarterback. Not only a quarterback, but a quarterback to replace the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. I love Shaquille O'Neal. He makes so many funny comments. Shaquille O'Neal said, with humor, get your butt up and do one more year. So Tom Brady has retired. Hey, the Olympics. The Olympics are here. Today's featured events are curling. Australia versus the United States at 7:05 this morning. And then the United States versus Italy in curling at 8:05 this evening. All right, let's go on to the NBA in games that were played yesterday locally. The Nets fell to the Suns 121-111. Coming up today, the Celtics take on the Hornets at 7:30. The Knicks take on the Grizzlies at 7:30. Tomorrow, no local action. Let's move over to the National Hockey League. The Rangers beat the Panthers 5-2 yesterday. The Bruins over the Kraken 3-2 yesterday. The Islanders over the Senators 4-1 yesterday. Coming up today, the Kraken take on the Islanders. That is our check on sports this morning. You're on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.